Pharmacological identity is not good enough. If you have a new substance, you better identify it properly. The reason why I wanted to measure nitric oxide directly is because it was so unusual and so unbelievable at this stage that nitric oxide might be made by tissues. So discussed with Richard Palmer. At that time, we worked very closely together with Richard. And we decided that we should look for methods to measure nitric oxide directly as a gas. There were hundreds of methods to measure nitrite or nitrate and convert it to nitric, all sorts of possibilities. And he came up with this machine that was being used in the car industry, which is a machine that is based on the reaction that nitric oxide has with ozone. And you can measure by chemiluminescence the signal that develops. But we could see the most amazing little blips there every time he stimulated the cells or every time he injected the amounts of nitric oxide that we were supposed to be using. Obviously, that was the case because the amounts of nitric oxide which are measured in the car industry or the food industry are hundreds of times higher. So with those little blips, we said we have to make a machine ourselves. Unfortunately, we were in the drug industry, and we had a very good department of electronics, and they made machines. And we went to the engineers and said, this is what we want to do. And they said, no problem, we will make your machine. I said, 1,500 times more sensitive, we'll do it. And they made a machine that was 2,000 times more sensitive than the one we had used in Surrey. And indeed, we connected the cells, as I am describing, and there it was. You could measure nitric oxide coming from the endothelial cells. And the quantities were enough to explain endothelium-dependent relaxation. So we published in Nature in 1987, myself, Richard Palmer, and Tony Ferrich, who was the man who was mainly responsible for making the machine with which we measured nitric oxide.